Orlando Brewing president John Cheek pours himself a beer from one of two dozen taps in his tap room. It's a busy day, and he grabs one of the last tables to talk about the growler bill. If the law passes, his customers can fill and take home a half gallon of his beer to drink at home. Growlers in Florida are drawing support from craft beer lovers, but Cheek doesn't think he'll make much money off of it.
It's neat that you have a half gallon, but you can fill up two quarts. I don't get what everybody's trying to do with this silly-ass half gallon.
Looking past the growlers in the state legislation, and you find an even bigger issue, the right to sell beer on site at brewery tap rooms. That's more important to Cheek and his business this legislative session.
The nut of what we do and what we are required to have on a monthly basis comes out of and is generated by the tap room.
Since the beginning, most of his business has come from the tap room.
I would not have been in business if I didn't have the tap room.
Florida has a three-tiered system when it comes to alcoholic beverages: manufacturing, distributing, and retail. It's set up so that a company can only be one of those things. If you make beer, you can't distribute it. If you sell beer, you can't make it. Craft breweries like Cheek's do manufacture and sell beer in tap rooms. We'll get to how they do that in a moment, but first, fairness. Mitch Rubin is executive director of the Florida Beer Wholesalers Association. He thinks brewers like Cheek have an unfair advantage in the beer market.
Breweries then are in become retail operations that are in direct competition with distributors and retailers in contravention of Florida's three-tier system.
So here's how they do it. Breweries operate under a loophole called the tourism exception. Essentially, brewers can self-distribute inside their taprooms as long as they prove they are promoting tourism in the state, which is how Cheek does it.
Realistically, the only way that I was able to get it was to show them that I had a brochure from the Florida Brewers Guild at the time, which said that I gave free tours.
Trying to regulate that unfair advantage, Florida Senator Kelly Stargell last year introduced a bill that would require brewers to sell their beer to a distributor, who would then sell it back to the brewer to be sold in their taprooms. That bill generated a heated debate between manufacturers and distributors, and it died in the legislature.
But I think what had happened in the process is there was a lot of distrust between the two different people in the fight, if you will, because it was quite a fight.
Lawmakers are tackling that tourism exception loophole in bills in the Senate and House. In a lawsuit earlier this year, trade groups like the Florida Retail Federation argued that the law with the loophole is too vague and asked for a more narrow definition of tourism. Sarasota Republican Representative Greg Stube sponsors a bill that does just that when licensing taprooms across the state.
The Senate's language basically would allow unlimited manufacturing and retail vendors' licenses to all of the craft breweries.
Florida Senator Kelly Stargell is optimistic legislation will pass this year as the two sides move closer to a compromise.
At the end of the day, I think the craft breweries understood the concerns of the distributors, and I think at the end of the day, the distributors understood the desires of the craft brewers.
Bills in the House and Senate are moving through committees. Brendan Byrne, 90.7 News.